Good evening, everyone, and welcome to an audio boo from an old cell phone, which was once considered a smartphone, now considered something pretty boring. This is the Nokia E71, which I'm recording from now, and I'm doing this for two reasons. One, I want to see if I can still remember how to do it. And two, I want to remind myself what input audio from a smartphone can actually sound like if it really wants to. I'm looking at you, iPhone. Never really did like the sound of the iPhone mic. But then again, most Android phones aren't any better, and some of them are worse. With a couple of exceptions, and I mean maybe two or three, like ever. But anyway, I'm recording with the E71, which I haven't used as a phone for over 2 years. And I think for actual just using it as a phone, I could probably go back to it. But for anything else, probably not. Although it does have some nice things that I miss, the QWERTY keyboard being one of them. I really do miss the keyboard on this phone, it's quite nice. But anyway, the microphone on the iPhone is probably quite nice, but no one really knows, do they? Because there's filtering somewhere before you actually hear the mic on the iPhone. As I've probably spent half of my audio boos complaining about the sound of the iPhone and Apple product thingy microphones in general. I'm sure you all know this by now, but it's like maybe 200 hertz down is either cut off or rolled off significantly. Maybe it's 150 down. I should actually do some kind of research on that. I'm sure someone already has. I can't remember, but anyway, it's not as full as it could be. I kind of understand doing that for communications, for phone calls, you know, for clarity and all that, but when you're using the microphone for stuff other than phone calls, it's not necessary. Nokia got this right. On the phone, it was a little more filtered. When you weren't using the phone, or even on the SIP phone, especially when you had headphones plugged in, it would sound a lot nicer. I don't have headphones plugged in at the moment. It has a 2.5mm jack, and I don't happen to know where my converters are, nor do I have any headphones with 2.5mm jacks on them, as most people probably don't, although, you know, I'm sure they do hang around somewhere. But, you know, really nobody bothers using those on smartphones anymore. But let's just do a quick stupid test. Let's have a little tone sweep that goes from 200 hertz to 20 hertz and then sort of gradually goes back up to 50 and stops. I really don't know why those particular numbers, but something to do. So I'll just hit this button and hang out near my right JBL 4311. Alright, now it's going to go back up a little bit. And just kind of stop. Just because. Let's see if it did anything fun with that. The iPhone would not have bothered. But yeah, the phone has auto gain on it, but it's nice in that you can basically run anything you want into it, and it'll pretty much smooth it out. As far as I remember, I obviously can't monitor this while it's recording, so I really have no idea how this is coming out. I'm trying to unlock this door. There we go. Now I can stand outside in my shorts on the 11th of December. How cool is that? There's really nothing interesting going on out here at the moment, though. But that's okay. It's pretty warm out here, actually, for this time of year. It was a lot warmer yesterday and the day before. But it's still not terribly cold. I think it's still in the 50s Fahrenheit. But yeah, there you go. Just something stupid to do. Now I actually have to go back to work and stop wasting time. And all that sort of good. Crap, but yeah. Anyway, enough of this crap for now. I'm now going to press the stop button if I can remember which one that is. I think it's this one.